Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We'll begin Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the very bottom. Ve'idach, continuing on with the Yud Ches Gzeres. So, what is the next one in the list of the Yud Ches Gzeres? Ve'idach Omar Tevi Rishbam. This person Tevi, Rashi says Rishba is a hunter. He's a place Tevi who is a hunter. Omar Shmuel said a name of Shmuel. Af gedulei truma bo beyom gozer. Even what's grown from truma, that it should have a din of truma, they were gozer on that day. Min ha-taira, if a person takes truma. A truma, of course, is only mutter for a kayin, not for a zara, not for a non-kayin. Min ha-taira, a person takes the truma, let's say he takes a seed of truma, and he plants it in the ground, and then the growth, something grows from that. The new growth, the new gidol min ha-taira, does not have a din of truma. It has a din of anything else that is planted, that when it's planted, it grows, it's harvested, you have to be mafresh truma, and the rest is chulin. So theoretically, a person could take truma, a Yisrael could harvest his grain, be mafresh truma, and theoretically, min ha-taira, he could replant it, and then what grows from that will have a din now of regular produce, where after being mafresh, the small portion of truma, he'll be chulin and he could eat it. So the Rabban were geyser that if he replants it, it should have a din of truma itself. What grows, the new growth that grows, should also have a din of truma. So that was one of the 18 gzeres. My time, why were the geyser Omar Rav Chanina gzer mishum truma toher bad Yisrael? Like we mentioned, it's a gzera mishum truma tayar bad Yisrael. The Yisrael has truma. He might now replant it, and it would have a din now of their new growth, would have a din of not truma, would have a din of new growth, and therefore he would be able to use it. Now it says, the Gemara says, truma tayar bad Yisrael. Really, min ha-tayar, if someone plants truma, whether it's tayar or even temeya, the new growth becomes like regular produce and will be, after the hafroshes, will be chul and tahira. But it says tahira because we say over here that the concern over here, as opposed to what the next, the maskana of the Gemara, that it's a concern of truma temeya, we say here tahara. But strictly speaking, the new plant, min ha-taira, the new growth would be considered non-truma and it would be tohar, even if it was truma and even if it was truma tamea. The Rabban were geyser that whatever din this planting had on it prior to the planting, it retains its din, the new growth retains the same din. Omar Rava, how can that be? That can't be the concern over here. How can that be? Ich de chashide lahachi, if you are chayshed a Yisro, that's what he'll do. If you're chayshed, that's what he'll do, and he'll try to circumvent giving the truma to the kayan. Well, he has an easier alternative. He won't even have to be mafresh truma to begin with. Well, what do you mean he won't be mafresh the truma to begin with? There's a chi of the raisa to be mafresh the truma, and if he's not mafresh the truma, then it's tevel. He can't eat anything. So what does it mean he won't be mafresh? No, what it means is as follows. The min ha-taira, all you have to give is a minimal amount. Like we'll see shortly, one chita is poteres as a kri. One minimal, one seed will pater everything min ha-taira. It's midrabanan that they said that it's an ayin yofa, an ayin beinanis, an ayin raw. The mid beinanis is 2%, that you have to mafish a larger share. But min ha-taira, that's not required. Now this person, he has this truma, he has a significant amount of truma, so obviously he wasn't so stingy. Because if he was stingy, min ha-taira, all he would have to do is chita achas peteres ha-sakri. Now over here, what are you concerned? That he'll take this amount of truma and try to circumvent giving it to the kohen by replanting it? That's a whole big asek. He has an easier route, a very easy route to circumvent giving it to the kohen. All he has to do is just give a minimal amount, and then min ha-taira, then it's no longer considered tevel. So if you're concerned of that, if you're chayshed that the person would go this far, he would go so far to try to circumvent giving to them, they would all this replanting, Well, you should be choshed that he won't even be mafresh to begin with. Kevin de'af shalamavid chita achas. Since min ha'tayra, all he has to give is one chita, kirishmu, v'loikavid, and you see that he didn't do this, we have no reason now to suspect that he would be such a tsarayan, that he would be so stingy, that he would do all of these and try to circumvent giving to the kohen by going through this elaborate process. From you see the fact that he listened to the rabbanan, and he gave the higher amount, he gave roughly, Mita Benin is 2%, where Minatar he didn't have, so you see that he's not a stingy person to that extent that would go through all kinds of tachbulos to try to circumvent giving the truma to the kohen. So that's not the concern over here. That's not the reason for the gzer. What is the reason, therefore? Ella, the Gemara says, gzera mishum truma tumei biyad kohen. The gzer is rather the reason that they were geyser, that the truma that's replanted, the new growth should retain its original din. The reason is it's a concern of truma tumea in the hands of a kohen. If truma is tumea, so truma has to be given to the kohen, even a tumea. Now, truma tumea cannot be eaten even by a kohen, but truma tumea could be used by the kohen for fuel, and he can use it and burn it. Now, what we're concerned about over here is that the kohen might want to replant this truma tumea, because truma tumea has only a limited use. It has a very limited use. It can only be burnt. It can be used for fuel, but it can't be eaten. It has a limited use, so perhaps a kohen will have truma tumea and want to try to derive a greater benefit from it and replant it, and the new growth, min ha-tayra, will have a din of chulin tahirin, and will be considered a tahar, and he'll have a full benefit from it. Now, so what's wrong? So what's wrong if he does that? Why do we feel a need to be geyser? Because in the interim, he will have it in his possession for a long period of time. The time that it takes to now take it, replant it, have the new growth, he'll have this truma tumea in his possession for a long period of time. He has to wait for the planting season to plant it. In the interim, it might come to misuse. They might forget that it's truma tumea. They might come to eat it. So the Chachamim did not want to have truma tumea in the possession of a kohen for a long period of time because he might come to eat it. Now, if this was an option, if this was a viable option, he would keep it in his possession. So therefore, they were geyser. On that day, they were geyser that, no, it should not have a din of Tahira. It should retain its status as Tamea. Now, since they said that it retains its status, they had to make a loy plug. They couldn't say only Truma Tamea retains its status, but Truma Tahira does not retain its status. They had to be geyser in order to uphold the gzer. They had to be consistent. They were geyser that even though min ha-tayra, whatever you plant, the truma that you plant, the new growth, becomes chulin tahirin, even if it's truma, and even truma tamea, and even, as Rashi said, there's no chilek. If zarakala ain't zarakala, not only if it has retains the bulb, it retains a vestige of the original truma. But even if it's completely decomposed and there's no vestige of the original truma min ha-tayra, it would all be considered chulin tahirin. The Rabbanan were geyser that it retains its initial and original status, and we treat it, if it was truma tamea, it retains its status as truma tamea. If it's truma tahira, it retains its status as truma tahira. That was one of the 18 gzeres that they were geyser by bayim. V'idach, what is another one of the gzeiras? Amar of Chia bar Ami Mishmei De'ula af Mishehech Shechloi Baderech. If a person is Erev Shabbos and he's walking, traveling on the road, and now it's becoming dark, and now he has his money with him, he has his wallet with him, nice and kisul and nachri by Bayam Gozer. They were gozer, they made, actually this part of it is a heter, it's something that's mutter. They were allowed the person to give his wallet to a goy to carry it for him. Now he can't carry because the Shabbos came. They allowed him to give it to a goy. But the corollary of that, Mirach Gisa, is, the other side of that is, that they did not let him carry. Now, of course, he can't carry it. How can he carry in Shabbos? No, but min ha-tayra, you have an etzah that you can carry pachos midalet amas b'shus rab. The isra carrying b'shus rab is dalet amas. He walks less than dalet amas, and he stops. He's on milofosh, he stops. And then he goes again, less than dalet amas, and he stops. If he walks with a start and stop and start where he does not walk dalet amas consecutively, Minotaira, that's mutter. But the Rabban were concerned that a person might end up walking a full dalet amas. It's very difficult to walk in that manner. It's very difficult to estimate how far the distances are. They're afraid that he'll end up walking a full dalet amas at one time. They said that Eitzah is not available to you. But on the other side, they gave this Eitzah to give it to a goy. They give it to a goy, it's mutter, but they were goys there, and this is one of the gzeras that you cannot go pachas midalet amas. V'idach, what's the next gzera? V'idach, Amar Wali, Amar Avim, Esan, V'sasa, they were guys that Pitan, U'shamnan, V'yeinan, B'naseim, Kulam, Yudchaz, Dovrhein. Now, this is all considered one gzera. It's a list, but they're all interconnected. They were guys that to eat the bread, Pasaku, not to have the oil of a goy, not to have the wine of a goy. Now, Yayin Nesach, wine that was used for Avodah Zarah, is also Minatar, it's also Bahana. They were guys there on Stam Yainam, that you can't drink it, and you can't have enough from it either. And there were guys that are on B'nai Seim. Now, marrying a Goya is Azam Nidaraisa. But there were guys that are on Yichud, meaning they were guys that, this is all considered one Gzeira, they were guys that are not socializing with a Goy, because it might end up that they'll be now alone with the Goy's daughter, which then would further allow, would follow into that, which would be a having relations with the Goya. So they therefore said you can't eat the bread because people socialize with bread, with oils, with cooking, and with wine because people drink the wine. So they're Goyas, you can't drink Stam Yainam, and Yain, Stam Yain is also Bahana, Otu Yain Nesach. But in terms of this Gzeira, for this purposes, it's drinking the wine because you shouldn't socialize, and so that person should not come chas v'shalom to be alone, have yichud with B'nai Seim, with the daughter of the Akum, and which that in itself would lead, that's a different zera, having yichud would lead to, could lead to having relations. Sumer says, Hani chalur mer. So now we have the complete list of the Yud Ches Gzeiras. We have the whole list of the Yud Gzeiras. Now that's fine according to Romer, who is Geyser, that you cannot put the Kli, that who's Geyser, that the Kli that's put under the Tzinar, that the rainwater is dripping into it. If he put it over there, even if he went about in other businesses, and that wine over there is considered Maim Shu'uvim, and there cannot be used for a mikveh, that is one of the Yurchas Gzeres. El Rav Yosi, Shiv Sarahav, and Barakon Rav Yosi, who does not list that as one of the Gzeres. You only have 17, not 18. So what is the 18th according to Rav Yosi? Ikaha, the Rav Acha Bar Ada. You have the following case. The Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Gozer Al Pitan, Mishum Shamnan. There were guys that are on the bread, Mishum the Shemen. There were guys that are not to eat the bread because of the oil, like we mentioned. And on the oil, because of the wine. Valpitan, so frekti gemor alpita mishum shamnan. What do you mean on the bread because of the oil? My ol midashemen pas. Why would there be geyser on the geyser on the bread because of the oil? Why is oil more reason to be geyser than the bread? Meaning, as we said before, this is all so they won't socialize with the yak and with the goyim. So why would there be geyser on pitan mishum shaman because of the oil? Ella, geyser al pitan misham mishum yena. They were geyser on both of those because they didn't want the person to have drinking the wine with the guy. Val yena mishum b'nai seim, and as we mentioned before, on yena is mishum b'nai seim. They didn't want to have yichud with the guy. Val b'nai seim mishum davar acher, and on b'nai seim they were geyser on b'nai seim mishum davar acher, on account of something else that's not mentioned here. Val davar acher, mishum davar acher. Now this is the additional exera that we're referring to. This davar acher, mishum davar acher. So there were goyzer on the wife, on the daughters. There were goyzer on the daughters, mishum and davarach. There were goyzer on all of these socializings on account of not coming to have be with their daughters. There were goyzer on their daughters, mishum davaracher. That were goyzer on the daughters, mishum davaracher. That if the person would socialize with, if they come to have yichud with the daughters, they'll have relations with the daughters, that'll lead to avodah zarah. Now, as we mentioned before, marrying the daughters is also min hatorah. Relations with the daughters, they were geyser on all of these things that shouldn't come to yichud, and the yichud should not lead to relationships, and the relations would, because that we lead to chas v'shalom avodah zarah. Now, as we mentioned before, these are considered one gzera, but it's al dover acher mishum dover acher. This is the additional one. This is a new gzera that we're referring to here, and this would be, according to Rav Yossi, would be the 18th. My dover acher. So they were gzera on dover acher mishum dover acher. So what is this dover acher that they were gzera on? There's a new gzera over here of a dover acher mishum dover acher. Amar of Nachum bar Yitzchak gzera al tinuk nochri shematama beziva. They were gzera on a tinuk nochri, on a baby, even a child of a nochri, that he should be now mitama beziva. He should have a din of a zav. Now, min haTorah, a goy doesn't have a din of a zav. Zav is if a person has, if a man has, there's an emission. So there's a re'iyah, there's an emission of fluid from his body. He becomes tumme, has the din of tumme. By goy, there's no such din. At previous gzeres that they were goyzer on goyim, that on goyim, if they had such a re'iyah, then if there was such a secretion, they would have a din of tumme ziva. Here, this on that day, on the yodei yudchas gzeres, they were goyzer that even a child who doesn't have such an emission, they were goyzer that goyim should have a din of zavim, that there should be tumme. And if they have a din of tumah, then Yidden would stay away from them. In those days, they had zoyer on tumah. They were eating kayam truma and kachim, and Israelim were eating from their korbanas the ones that were permissible kachim. They were very zoyer on tumah v'tara. Anyone that had any din of a tumah, they kept away from them. So they were goyzer even on the children, on the babies of the goyim, that they had a din of zovim, they were tomei, so that the children would stay away, the Yiddish children would stay away from the goyish children. Why were they goyzer? Why did they have to make that separation even from a tinuk, even from little children, from babies? So Gazal Tinak Nogshim Matam Ziva Shiloya Tinak Yisrael Rogel Esob Mishkav Zachar. They didn't want them to be together because there was a chashash that they would have Mishkav Zachar, that they would have relations there together. So there were geyser on that. And therefore they wanted to ensure that there'd be a separation. They were geyser that the Tinak of Yerkechome had a din of a Zov. They had a din of a Zov. So he's Tome, they would stay away from them, and that would create the separation to prevent the Mishkav Zohar. So that is the 18th threat to Gemara. Well, Ihachil Ramer, now if we add this to the list, according to Ramer, who was Geyser, had the Gzera about the vessel, the Kalim that were Tachos the Tzinor, the Gabi Maim Shuvim, Ihachil Ramer, Nami Tishrei Haven, according to him, there's 19. How do we reconcile this with Ramer that there's only 18? Our answer is Eichlin Vekalim Shinit B'mashkim, the very beginning of the list. And we said that food or kalim that became tome with a mashke, that became to have a din of a sheni. At the mashke, we gave the liquid a din of a rishon midrabanan. And midrabanan, we said that it becomes the contact with food or kalim, it makes them into a sheni midrabanan. Bechadachashivlu, that's one category. Oichlim a mashke, that came into contact with mashke. Oichlim. A kalim, rather, that came into contact with mashkim, oichlim that came into mashkim, that become a sheni and pasels truma, that's one gzera. So according to Ramer, that is a list of 18. According to Rav Yossi, that's considered as two separate gzeras. That is the list of the 18 gzeras. That concludes the discussion of the yudches gzeras that there were gozer boi b'yoyim, some which include hilchos Shabbos. That's why it's brought down here. And now the Mishnah, we'll continue later on. will continue with the halachos of Shabbos.